Hello?
Hello, good evening, Delano. Hi, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. I would like to ask you a few questions real quick. I know it's still a long way off. Well, I'm not going to take that long, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'm going to definitely vote.
You will definitely vote. Thank you. Your opinion is very important. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Biden, okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, just one moment, please. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
Native American.
I'm sorry?
Native American.
Native American. Okay, thank you very much. And what is your age, please?
21.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
What was the other one again? Very liberal and what?
Very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate.
I'd say maybe I'm more of like liberal.
Liberal. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Hi, Barry.
Very liberal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. We're 17% complete. We're almost done. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know. Is there a neutral option?
Don't know or refuse?
We'll just refuse that.
You can also refuse, exactly. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First, it's fighting inflation and improving the economy. I'm sorry.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
It's actually just a quote, fighting inflation and improving the economy. Are you not, this is not at all important to you, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
Can we just refuse this one? Sorry, I didn't really hear that one right.
No worries, sir. I want you to rate on a
scale
of 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus when it comes to the President and Congress. You can use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important to you at all. You can use a number, any number from between 0 and 10. The first quote is fighting inflation and improving the economy. Is that the most important, somewhat important, or not at all important to you?
Important.
Okay, what number would you use on a scale from 0 to 10?
Like 8.
8. Okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable from 0 to 10?
Probably like 9 to 8.
9, okay, thank you very much. Reducing crime and gun violence?
An 8 for sure, 9 maybe.
8 or, okay, 9, thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
9.
9. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
9.
Thank you. We are, by the way, 31% complete. Thank you for your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve? Approve.
Okay, would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Thank you very much for your opinion. It is very important. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Like, I'm supposed to say how I feel about him?
Between, you have to say a number between 0 and 100, where a 100 means you're...
I don't know, like 80%?
Oh, thank you very much. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I guess their points, like, same thing, 80.
80 as well, okay, thank you. And Democrats in the Congress?
I don't know, 50%? 50 of what?
Oh, 50%, okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. We're 37% complete. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Again, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 and 10. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market from 0 to 10? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Important.
Okay, like between 0 to 10?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. No, you can use any number between 0 to 10. If it's somewhat important, it's 5. Or most important, 10.
Okay, so 8.
8. Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults?
The 5, the choice.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Like 8.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use?
Like 5. Not 5. 8.
8. Okay. Thank you very much for your opinion. It's very important. We're 47% complete, almost done. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm so sorry. I'm kind of in a place where it's kind of noisy.
No worries. Yeah, I said it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Being honest, I don't understand the question. So, like, don't sell nicotine to anyone under 21? That's what this is for?
Yeah, considering the fact that it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes? Okay, in this case it is a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or a strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. We're in 49% complete, almost done. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I'll be a strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit? Somewhat more benefit? Somewhat more harm? Or much more harm?
I feel like it's going to be somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. Okay, thank you for your opinion. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the government, for the federal government, or are there any other issues more important right now?
I feel like there's more important issues right now.
Other important issues. Okay, thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or don't know, or refuse?
The first one.
The first one, okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done with 60%. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions, these bans will only serve to further persecute these peoples who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree, between 0 to 10?
I am so sorry. May you please repeat that?
Of course. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Do you not agree at all? Somewhat agree or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree, thank you. Vaping bans, the next statement, of course, it says vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to a large amount of unregulated vaping products from China, flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
I agree.
Okay, between 6 and 10 then?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, 10. Okay, thank you. Yeah. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree from 1 to 10?
I agree. Like,
okay.
Maybe like an 8.
Maybe an 8, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The next statement says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage use is down to 2% and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you not agree at all? Some would agree or strongly agree from 0 to 10.
I agree.
Okay. Would you say 7, 8, 9, or 10?
8.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't support that.
Okay, so do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose? Are you somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Like, somewhat opposed? Well, I guess strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed, right? Thank you. We're 71% completed. We appreciate your patience. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
May you please repeat that? Sorry.
Yes. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you very much for your opinion. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Brings much more harm.
Benefit. Okay, much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you so much for your opinion. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It could impact the impact, or it could impact the vote.
Okay, would you say much more willing, somewhat more willing?
Somewhat more willing.
I appreciate that, sir. Now I'm just going to ask you a few more questions. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer? Yes or no?
Beer? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Okay. No. Perfect. Heat non-burn tobacco products?
Heat non-burn, like these products, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Heat non-burn tobacco products. Yes, correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Mm-hmm. Wine?
No.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vapors products?
Yes.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
What was that last one? Sorry.
A pipe tobacco?
Yes.
Okay. Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. We're 90% complete, almost done here, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
High school graduate.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy? Upper middle class?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? The first option is wealthy or upper middle class, working class, low income.
Asking which class do you think I am?
Which one of the following best describes how you think of your current situation? Economic situation.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Middle, working class?
Middle class, or would you say middle class or working class then?
Maybe working class.
Thank you so much for your opinion. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. One moment, please. Okay, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for your participation. This concludes our survey. I sincerely appreciate your time and patience, okay, sir? Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. I tried to answer to the best of my abilities, but it's kind of loud, so I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries, sir. Have an excellent day.
All right. You as well.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, right?